今天早晨我们要和弟兄姊妹们交通一个题目，这个题目叫做雅各井。
This morning we want to speak on the subject Jacob's well.
多少人知道雅各有一口井？
Did anyone know he had a well?
不是油井啊，水井啊。
Not an oil well, a well for water.
有多少人不知道雅各开井的？
How many people didn't know he had a well?
Okay, 差不多一样多哈，因为还有些人，还有些既然不是不知道，也不是知道，我不晓得。
Some people don't know.
他们是太。太害羞了还是怎么样啊？我现在我告诉各位，雅各有一口井。
But I tell you today, he had a well.
这口井在哪里呢
？Or was it?
请我们看一看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John 4.
老雅各有不少的宝贝啊。
Old Jacob had not a few possessions.
他也有一口梯子，大家知道雅各有个梯子吧
？He had a ladder too.
多少人知道雅各有梯子？
How many people here know Jacob's ladder?
啊，不少人知道哈。那么别人不知道雅各有什么东西啊？雅各告诉我们说他有许许多多的财富，但是他自己的感觉呢是一无所有。
He has a lot of things, but
he doesn't have much.
He doesn't have much. He felt.
请我们看约翰福音第四章第一节开始。
Let's look at John 4, starting with verse 1.
我们上一次讲到，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Last week we were looking at he must increase, I must decrease.
那里讲到施洗约翰施洗，而耶稣基督的门徒也为人施洗。
We were talking about John the Baptist baptizing people and Jesus' disciples baptizing.
第四节说，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多。第二节，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，但是他的门徒施洗，他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁，那是约有五正。第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 through 6. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then come he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour.
这里就讲那个地就是靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
It says here that this is the parcel of land that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
那么约瑟给他儿子啊，不是雅各给他儿子约瑟的地在哪里呢
？Where was this land?
所以我们要看创世纪第四十八章。
Let's look at Genesis 48.
创世纪里面记载雅各的许多故事。
There's a lot of stories about Jacob in Genesis.
雅各一直到主耶稣的时候，当中恐怕经过好几千年。
Several thousand years passed between the time of Jacob and the time of Jesus.
我们有时候很稀奇，今天我们读耶稣的故事，好像历历如绘，都在我们的眼前。
Sometimes it's funny when we read about Jesus, it's as if, you know, it's right before our eyes.
而我们没有想到雅各的时代比耶稣当时又早了几千年。
We don't think about the fact that Jacob's time was even, you know, that same distance away from Jesus' time.
这个整本圣经把时间压缩在一个我们可以够得到的范围之内。
This Bible has condensed all this time into just this book.
我们看四十八章，创世纪四十八章第二十一节。
Let's look at Genesis 48, verse 21.
以色列又对约瑟说：“我要死了，但神必与你们同在，领你们回到你们列祖之地，并且我从前用弓用刀从亚摩利人手下夺的那块地，我都赐给你，使你比众弟兄多得一份。”
And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow.
这里以色列就是雅各。
Israel was Jacob.
神应许给以色列的子孙把迦南地给他们。
God promised the land of Canaan to the children of Israel.
所以这里说雅各就把一块地给了约瑟。
So right here it says that Jacob gave a parcel of land to Joseph.
我们再看约书亚记二十四章。
Let's also look at Joshua chapter 24.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节，以色列人从埃及所带来约瑟的鞋骨埋葬在示剑，就是在雅各从前用一百块银子向示剑的父亲哈摩的子孙所买的那块地里，这就做了约瑟子孙的产业。
And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor,the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph.
这里讲到这块地是雅各用银子向哈摩的子孙买来的。
This speaks of a parcel of land which Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver from the son of Shechem, the father of Shechem.
当然，因为这时间当中经过这么久，当时丈量土地也没有现在这么好的记录。
We don't have a really good record of whether this was really 2 pieces of land or what.
所以他们所定在地理的方位常常就是靠一棵大树在什么地方或者什么地方从哪里大概的这样说起来。
The records weren't very clear in that time anyway. Maybe they had to use a tree or something as a reference point.
可是我相信世界那块地就是现在靠近主耶稣靠近那个撒玛利亚那座城叙加的地方一块那个地方。
But I think that this land that they're talking about is the land that they're referring to when they say it was near the parcel of ground Jacob gave to Israel near that well.
所以圣经里面，若是我们仔细读的话，会发现它里面的脉络分明。
If we read it carefully, we find that
clear. Trace it. You can trace it.
You could trace the piece of land.
我们这样就明白了，原来这个雅各井是一个有来历的。
So we know that this well was a
good origin.
There was an interesting origin to this well.
但是这里圣经里面给我们看见两件事情，也许我们觉得会稀奇。
But maybe we'll find this interesting. It speaks of two things.
一方面，他说这块地是雅各用银子买来的。
On one hand, Jacob bought this parcel of land with silver.
另外一方面，又是他用弓用刀把它夺回来的。
And yet, on the other hand, he had to.Fight for it with the sword and with the bow.
到底这两块地怎么回事？是一块地呢，还是两块地呢？
Are they 1 piece of land, 2 pieces of land?
到底是买来的呢，还是当弓箭夺来的呢？
Was it bought or obtained through force?
我不知道弟兄姊妹读到圣经之后会说，哼，圣经记载有问题。
Well, some people might see it and go, well, there's a contradiction here in the Bible.
你看，连他们自己地怎么来历都讲不清楚。
They can't even, you know, get it clear how they obtained their land.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们仔细想一想，我们就知道这里所记的是同一块地，不过两个时间。
If we look at it more carefully, think about it. It's the same piece of land. It's just 2 different times.
我们的推理是这样：雅各先从哈摩的子孙把示剑这块地买过来了，100银子的代价。
Perhaps Jacob first bought the land from Hamor, and then had to fight for it again.
但是因为当中他没有办法天天住在那里，你知道雅各。他们是寄居在帐篷里面。
Since the children of Israel were rather nomadic,
yeah,
they had to travel from place to place. Maybe he couldn't stake his claim on it the whole time.
所以这块地虽然是他的，但是他不能永远住在里面。
But he couldn't always live in that parcel of land.
以至于他被亚摩利人夺去。
So the Amorites took it.
所以他要用弓用刀把他从亚摩利人手里再夺回来。
So he had to use the sword and the bow to take it back.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面讲到一些非常有意义的属灵的事情。
There's a very meaningful spiritual lesson in this.
一方面，我们所得的产业，属灵的产业，是神借着耶稣基督应许给我们的。
On one hand, our spiritual gifts are promised to us by God.
但是另外一方面，却需要我们靠征战把它夺回来。
On the other hand, we have to use some force to get it back.
神儿女的产业是从神那里恩典给的。
Our force is from the grace of God.
所以是以弗所书里面引用诗篇里告诉我们说，神说他升上高天的时候，就掳掠仇敌，把各样的恩赐赏给人。
So in Ephesians they say that
he made captive the captive.
He made captive the captive.
And give the gift to us.
Okay.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这就是说神把一切的恩一切的祝福都借着他万有的手赏赐给我们。
So God has taken all his blessings and promised them to us.
但是属灵的产业也需要我们努力征战来得回来。
But we have to obtain spiritual gifts ourselves.
主说他也永远与我们同在。
God had promised that he would always be with us.
但是神的儿女没有经历他与我们同在。他却没有经历与我们同在。什么意思？怎么回事呢？ But we don't experience it.
But we don't experience it, so what's the matter here?
因为我们需要经过一个征战的经历。
It's because we have to go through,
warfare. 我们的心常常被世界所霸占了。
A lot of the times our hearts are held captive by the world.
所以当我们要恢复与主同在的时候，这里面就有征战的经历了。
So when we want to return, there's a warfare involved there.
我们不应当属乎世界。
We shouldn't be caught up in the world.
但是世界却霸占我们的心。
But often the world will reach out to grab you.
罪有时候霸占我们的心。
And sin will reach up and grab you.
我们晓得若是有罪不能蒙神的喜悦。
We know that if there is sin, there can't be, we can't be pleasing to God.
所以我们就缺少了那个属灵的经历了。
So we lack that spiritual gift.
神的应许本来是丰富的。
Originally that blessing was promised to us.
但是若是我们没有经过征战，我们就一点都不能得着。
But if we don't go through some warfare, we can't obtain it.
亚伯拉罕从神得的应许得的所有的迦南地。
Abraham was promised all of Canaan by God.
神对他说：“你举目看看，所有的迦南地都是你的。”
God said to him, "All that you can see before you is yours."
但是他又告诉他说：“你要纵横走遍这一块地。”
But he was also told that you have to walk through it.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是今天基督徒生命经历丰富与否的一个分别。就基督徒生命丰富与否。
Okay.
The Christians, the inheritance of Christians made a difference whether they are rich or not, depend on whether they really want to walk through their properties or not. 所以弟兄姊妹们，这里就给我们看见圣经里并没有矛盾。
So we see here there's no contradiction in the Bible.
就是在这里隐藏的记载里面，叫我们知道雅各并非没有出了代价。
Hidden here it's telling us that Jacob didn't go without some payment of his land.
他先用银子把它买来。
He first had to pay for it with the silver.
然后要用弓用刀把它从亚摩利人手里再一次夺回来。
And then use the sword and the bow to fight for it.
到他死了的时候，他虽然人不在迦南地，而是在埃及。
Even though when he died, he was in Egypt. He wasn't in Canaan.
但是他却对约瑟说：“我要把这块地给你。”
He told Joseph, "I'm going to give this piece of land to you."
我想约瑟心里也明白。他也必须再一次经过征战，把这块地再得回来。
I'm sure Joseph also understood that he would have to go through the sword and the bow again to reclaim it.
事实上，我们看见是以后当摩西的日子，他在迦南地征战，把整个迦南地得回来。
In the time of Moses, they had to fight for it once more.
更准确的说，是约书亚征战把它得回来的。
More accurately, Israel had to fight back. Joshua had to fight back.
这里有一件有趣的事情。雅各对他说，我叫你比众弟兄多得一份。
Jacob told to Joseph, I'm giving you an extra portion above your brethren.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
你知道在以色列人的观念中间，长子分遗产的时候向来是多得一份。
Usually it's the firstborn who receives that extra portion.
所以在这里虽然雅各没有明白地讲约瑟是他的长子。
So even though Jacob didn't say, Joseph, you're my firstborn.
但是事实上在实质上面却是给他双倍的祝福。
It's like he still gave him a double blessing.
你知道神赐给长子有许许多多的祝福。
God gives the firstborn many blessings.
在雅各的时候他十二个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
流便本来是长子。
Originally it was Reuben who was the firstborn.
他说他是在我壮年的时候所生的。
He was born in my strong years.
应当大有尊荣。
Should have
honor.
但是却因为他放纵情欲滚佛如水。
But because he
49:4.
What is this?
Genesis 49:4.
Genesis 49:4. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, thou then thou defilest thou it. He went up to my couch.
他上了他父亲的床榻，因此雅各把流便的长子祖父夺去了。
So Jacob took from him the right of the firstborn.
若是有人明白长子的祝福，雅各应当是最明白长子祝福的。
If anyone should understand the blessing of the firstborn, it would be Jacob.
你们记得他怎样用这个红豆汤骗去了长子的名分。
Remember how he took the blessing of the firstborn away from his brother.
又用野味使他父亲的心欢喜，得到了长子的祝福。
He tricked his father, Isaac.
With some good food to eat.
所以弟兄姊妹们，雅各是最明白长子祝福的。
So Jacob understands fully the meaning of being the firstborn.
当流便失去长子祝福的时候，谁得了长子的福分呢？ If Reuben if it was taken from Reuben, then who got it?
事实上，有好几个儿子分配了长子的名分和祝福。
There were many sons.
Redistributed.
It was redistributed among the other sons.
犹大后来被称作长子。
Judah became the firstborn.
其实他是第四个儿子。
He was actually the fourth.
如果我们读以色列约瑟的雅各的历史，我们就知道。
If we read the history of Jacob's family,
第二、第三个儿子是西面跟利未。
Simeon and Levi were the second and the third sons.
应当既然流便没有长子祝福，应当西面得着。
It should have fallen the right of the firstborn should have fallen to Simeon after Reuben.
但是为什么西缅和利未没有得到祝福呢？
But why did Simeon and Levi not get it?
因为就在世界那个地方，他们趁怒杀害人命，割断了牛腿大筋。Still 49.
Yeah, which verse?
Well, I'm just busy quoting it. I don't know. 第五、第六节、第七节。
Okay, 5-7.
第六节最后一半。
Okay.For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob. So they didn't get the blessing of the firstborn either. Judah got it. But even though he got the title of firstborn, the blessing was actually given to Joseph. Because Jacob said to Joseph,
马拿西以法莲就是约瑟所生的要归在我的名下算我的儿子。
Manasseh and Ephraim were given to me.
约瑟一个支派变成两个支派。
So, Joseph's one portion was expanded to two tribes, actually.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这里以色列十二个支派照着肉身所生的有了改变，变成属灵的，变成约瑟增添了一个支派。
So the original 12 tribes of a, you know, were changed to a more
约瑟得了两个支派。
Joseph ended up getting two portions.
那么弟兄姊妹们，那么怎么样再维持以色列十二个支派呢？
How can we still say there were 12 tribes?
你就看见神把西缅和利未散居在弟兄中间。
Well, Simeon and Levi were spread out into the Israel.
以后我们看见他们进了迦南地分地的时候。
When the lands were split up when they got into Canaan.
西缅没有自己的地。
Simeon didn't have his own land.
却是居住在自己兄弟犹大的地那产业里面。
He had to live among his brother Judah.
而利未呢？
What about Levi?
利未本来是受了咒诅。
At first he got punishment.
因为神雅各对他说，你不能得到产业，要分散在弟兄中间。
Because Jacob told him, you can't inherit land, you must be spread among your brethren.
但是在出埃及的路上，在旷野中间。利未做了一件讨神欢喜的事。
But in the desert, Levi did something pleasing to God.
就是他们在对付金牛犊的事情上面蒙了神的喜悦。
Because at the time, golden calf.
Yeah.
Because in the situation with the golden calf, Levi was faithful to God.
你看，因此当摩西呼叫说谁站在耶和华这边的时候，利未支派全部站出来，站在摩西这一面。
When Moses said, "Who is for God?" The whole tribe of Levi went to Moses.
因此，他们反而得到了祭司的职分。
So it turns out they have
the priesthood. 所以弟兄姊妹们，在最重要的产业中间，犹大得了长子的名分。Judah was the firstborn.
So Judah was in name the firstborn.
但是利未得到了侍奉神的权柄。
But Levi got the blessing of the priesthood.
而约瑟得了神长子的祝福。
And Joseph got the actual blessing of the firstborn.
他比众弟兄所得的更多一份。
He got one more portion than all his other brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面记载是非常仔细的。
So the records of the Bible are very
specific. 神的思路一点不会弄乱。神的思路一点不会弄乱。神 God's thought of train.
God's train of thought would not be disturbed.
神把最重要三样的福分，一个是祭司的职分，一个是君王的职分，一个是先知的职分，都给了以色列的百姓。
The three most important things were spread out among the children of Israel. First of all, the leadership, the power, the kingship, and then the priesthood, and then
the prophetic ministry. 那么弟兄姊妹们，约瑟所得的这一份是先知的职分。
The portion that Joseph got was that of prophetic.
因为犹大得了君王的职分。
Because Judah got the kingship.
利未得了祭司的职分。
Levi got the priesthood.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在约瑟当时来讲，他可能根本不需要这一份多得的产业。
So perhaps for Joseph, he didn't even need this extra portion of land.
当他还在犹太啊不埃及地居住的时候，他是埃及的宰相。
When he was in Egypt, he was the second to the in only to the Pharaoh.
雅各要给他的产业，照人看来不值什么，不值得什么。
This little portion of land wasn't really anything in the eyes of man.
不要说整个的地，连这个井都没有什么用处。
Even the well, you know, that's not a big deal.
埃及有最好的河水，尼罗河。
Egypt had the Nile.
但是圣经里却这样详细的记载，神要把这块地赐给约瑟和他的子孙。
But there was a purpose to giving this piece of land to Joseph and his descendants.
这就说明一个人他是属地的眼光还是属灵的眼光。
It depends on whether you look at this with earthly eyes or spiritual eyes.
一个人有属灵眼光，他就看地上的一切都是轻看的。
With spiritual eyes, you see that
the earthly thing is considered nothing.
The earthly thing is considered nothing.
就是我们有最好的教育 ，best education.
Even if we have the best education,
我们有最好的地位
，and we have the best
position, 最好的身世，最好的家世 ，heritage,
and the best heritage,
都算不得什么
，it doesn't count for anything.
因为在地上是没有长存的一切
because they don't last.
埃及就是说到现今的世界
Egypt could represent those worldly things.
但是迦南地却是神给约瑟的产业。
But Canaan represents Joseph's spiritual possessions.
那天我问我的小女儿，你说你看看这个井是怎么样一个井啊？
I asked my youngest.
你知道我们常常活在时间空间错综的关系里面。We're in a different world and time.
We're in different times.
我们的女儿倒是不错，她说，我想到井的时候，就有一个咕噜在那里舀水，把水放下去，然后把水舀上来。
She thinks of one of those windlasses that takes a bucket down and brings it up.
这就是当初约瑟所得的产业吗
？Was this what Joseph's inheritance was？
这口井是这么重要吗
？Was this well so important？
就是历史的因素来讲，在迦南地的水源是非常重要的。
But history tells us that water in Canaan was very important。
甚至那个撒玛利亚妇人说，我们的祖宗都从这个井里面打水。
That woman in Samaria said,
Our
forefathers drew water at this well.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，他们的祖宗从约瑟的时候开始，一直到撒玛利亚妇人，有多少年代
？Think about that. How many years transpired between Joseph's time and Jesus' time when all those people drew water from this well?
他们所有的人都在这里打水。
They all got water here.
这个水满足所有一切人的饥渴。
It represents It satisfied all the thirst of all these people. How much water passed through there, we don't know.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是一个预表。
It all means something.
因为大家知道撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
Because you know the story of the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣来到这撒玛利亚妇人面前，告诉她说：“请你把水给我喝。”
Because he asked her for some water.
这个妇人就觉得稀奇，你是一个犹太人，怎么像撒玛利亚，像我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
And she said, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, ask this drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?"
因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人素来没有来往。
Because the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
犹太人看撒玛利亚是已经是一个混杂的民族。
The Jews look down on the Samaritans as a mixed breed.
这里又有历史的故事了。
Here's another story about history.
因为以色列人被掳之后，叙利亚人这个亚述国王就把其他的一些人种放在撒玛利亚这个地方。因为以色列被掳。
Because when Israel was made captive, people were transplanted into Samaria.
他们并不认识神。
They didn't know God.
却是学了那一些祭祀的方法。
So they learned the ways of Samaria.
其实他们并不真正认识神。
They didn't really know God.
所以犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人。
So the Jews looked down on the Samaritans.
认为他们只是一种外面形式上的基督犹太人。
Look upon them as just outwardly Jewish.
不是真正的犹太人。
Not really Jewish.
所以耶稣在这里跟他要水喝的时候，撒玛利亚人就觉得稀奇。
So this Samaritan woman thought it was very interesting when Jesus asked her for some water.
但是耶稣其实不是要水喝。
But Jesus didn't want the water to drink.
耶稣是要给水给她。
He wanted to give her the water.
因为他深深知道这个撒玛利亚妇人的饥渴。
Because he knew that this woman had the need.
这个饥渴不是因为没有水。
This thirst wasn't because she didn't have water.
而是心灵里面不能满足。
But because her heart couldn't be satisfied.
怎么知道这个她心灵不能满足呢？
How did he know that?
因为这个妇人已经五次结婚，到现在根本就不结婚了，同居在一起。
Because this woman had been married 5 times already. She wasn't even married now.
这个妇人自我的价值非常的低。
Her self-esteem was pretty low.
因为平常人都不是白天大热天出来打水的。
Because most of the time people don't come out in the heat of the day to come to get their water.
什么时候打水啊？
When do they get their water?
或是早晨的时候，或是傍晚的时候。
Either the morning or near dusk.
傍晚的时候是更好打水的时候。
It's even better to get your water at dusk.
因为到傍晚来打水的时候。
Because after that.
那些妇人在一起还可以开一个会议。
All these women can get together and
可以交换各里的情报。
Can talk and gossip.
能讲讲许许多多的闲话。
Talk and gossip.
但是这个妇人她变成闲话的资料。
But this woman was the subject of gossip.
她不愿意在晚上出来打水跟其他的妇女们碰在一起。
She didn't want to, meet up with these other women at night.
所以她只好白天中午日正当中太阳最大的时候出来打水。
So the only thing she could do was come out in the middle of the day when it was hot.
我想她一面打水一面流汗，一面打水一面劳力。
Probably, she was probably pretty tired and getting pretty sweaty.
主耶稣对他说，你如果知道和你说话的是谁，你如果知道神的恩赐，你就早已向他求，他就给了你活水。
And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, who is that which said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
神的恩赐是什么？
What's the blessing of God?
神的恩赐给约瑟的是一口井。
He gave Joseph a well.
这口井养活多少人的需要？
How many needs of people did this meet?
但是主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说，我也要给你一口活水井。
But Jesus answered to her, I'll give you a well of living water.
这口活水井不仅能够叫你喝得饱足。
Not only can it satisfy you.
还要叫你成为许许多多人的祝福，你能够叫许多人满足。
It can help satisfy many people.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你说主耶稣讲这口井是什么井？
So what well was Jesus speaking of?
当然撒玛利亚妇人不明白。
Of course the Samaritan woman didn't understand.
她说你自己有井还跟我要水做什么呢？
She said, well, if you have a well, what are you asking me for water for?
她说你手里有没有打水的工具？你怎么来打水呢？
And she said, you don't even have a pitcher. What are you going to get it with?
你怎么有活水井呢？
How do you have, and what do you mean by having a well of living water?
我们的祖宗雅各和他把这个井留给我们，他自己的儿子和牲畜都喝这井里的水。你比他还大吗？
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
主耶稣就讲到正题了。
So Jesus spoke of his actual
subject. 他说凡喝这个井里的水的还要再渴。
He said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
人若喝我所赐给他的水就永远不渴。
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源一直涌到永生。
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里这个撒玛利亚妇人开始明白了。她说这么好的井我也要。
So this woman starts to understand. She goes, you know, that's a great well. I want it too.
到底弟兄姊妹，我们要是什么井？
What kind of well do we want?
我们是要雅各井呢？
Do we want Jacob's well?
还是要活水井？
Or do we want a well of living water?
雅各井所说明的，这是这个人的努力，世界上财富所能给我们的满足。
Jacob's well can fulfill our needs that we have, our earthly needs.
但是我们需要每天来打。
But we have to come to it every day.
而且我们个人需求的不满足，并不能从井水里得到满足。
But we can't be fulfilled the way we can with living water.
前一几天，为了我的女儿要上大学，我跟他们一些学校的financial office 打电话。
He called the financial offices of a few schools. Like,
你知道每个学校这个办教育的人也有好，也有不好的。我不说哪个学校哈。
What?
I'm not saying which school.
Oh, well, I didn't catch the first part.
我说每一个教学校里办事人员也有好，也有不好的。
Oh, there are good people and bad people working in financial aid offices.
这个人非常好，很有见地。
This person I talked to was pretty good.
因为我们谈钱的事情了，我说我是一个牧师。
I told him I'm a pastor.
然后我就讲我从前在哪里毕业，哪里读书，等等等等。
And I bragged about myself.
然后我就说，如果我们女儿读了书，将来也可能跟学校里贡献很多金钱，对不对？
And I said, well, you know, after my daughter graduates, she'll probably be donating money to you too.
他说钱倒是不重要。我一听话，他讲我就很不好意思。
And he said, well, money's not important, and you know, I was a little embarrassed.
他说我们学校很多校友也不一定在金钱上面帮助，让他们为学校带来很好的声誉。
He said it's not necessarily the monetary donations they make; it may be the what other support?
Good.Good name.
The good name that they give us.
而且他们对学校所做的也不止在金钱这方面。
And maybe the work they do isn't money oriented.
因为最要紧的是他们对这个社会有了贡献。
The most important is
that they have contribution to society.
That they have a positive contribution to society.
这是一个办事的人跟我讲的话。
This is something that just, you know, that worker in the office told me.
我当然同意了。
Of course, I agree.
我说是一个人的价值就不在于现在我讲起话理直气壮。我说一个人不在于他的金钱，一个人价值不在于他的金钱。
A person's value is not in his income.
然后他就跟我讲很多很多话。讲到后来，他想我是个牧师。
So you know, we kept on talking. And I think he finally realized as I'm a pastor.
他说：“哎，我不应该再给牧师讲道了。
”He's all, well, I shouldn't be preaching to a pastor.
我说没有关系，你再讲好了，因为这是我们传讲的信息。
I said that's okay.
That's the message I'm giving.
That's the message I'm giving.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，金钱不能解决所有的问题。
So you can see that money doesn't solve everybody's problems.
他是一个学校管财务的人，所以知道学生的经济状况。
He knows all about, you know, financial need and all that.
他说很多有钱的家庭出来的孩子并不一定很快乐。
He says a lot of people who come out of, you know, families with a lot of money aren't very happy.
他们虽然在那里读书，但他们不知道要什么。
You know, they can finish college and they don't know what they want.
弟兄姊妹们，这是整个社会的现象。
This is the way society is.
多半的人不知道他要什么。
Quite, you know, a majority of people don't know what they want.
多半的人选择以为他知道要什么。
They think they know what they want.
等到他得了他所以为要的。
When they get what they thought they wanted.
他发现并不是他所要的。
They find it wasn't what they wanted in the first place.
所以很多人是进一行怨一行。
They complain about every
line of business.
Every line of business.
那么弟兄姊妹，为什么有这样现象呢？
Why are things this way?
今天我们基督徒的话就这样说了。
We say this.
假如你知道你人生的目的是为了认识神。
If you know that the purpose of your life is to know God.
假如你人生的目的是为了让耶稣基督在你身上彰显。
If the purpose of your life is to let Jesus shine through your life,
假如你人生的目的是经历圣灵的大能和他的保守，并且改变你的生命，
if it's to let God change your life,
那就不管你在哪一行哪一业，不管你做什么事情，
then it doesn't matter what line of business you're in and what you're doing,
你都有长卷的喜乐，
you'll have joy.
这就是主耶稣给我们活水井的意义。
This is the meaning of the living water that Jesus gives us.
我所赐给你的水,
He gives us this water so that we'll never be thirsty again.
并且我所赐给你的水要在你里头涌出泉源来，一直涌到永生。
I shall give you the living water springing up into everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话就是这样说的。
This is what Jesus said.
主耶稣讲的话到今年2000年来没有改变。
After 2,000 years, it has not changed.
多少人都能见证这个活水井是真正满足我们的需要。
How many people can obtain this, can testify to this living water?
你看这个撒玛利亚妇人。
This Samaritan woman.
她就是头一个做了这个见证。
She was the first to have this testimony.
等到她和主耶稣谈过话之后,
After she spoke with Jesus,
她里面有个清楚的感觉,
she had a clear feeling.
她说我听见弥赛亚要来,
she said, I heard that the Messiah will come.
莫非你就是弥赛亚吗?
Are you the Messiah?
主耶稣对她说, 那和你说话的就是他。
I that speak unto thee am he.
那和你说话的就是弥赛亚。
That the one that speaks to you, I am he.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们， 尤其是年轻人，
Brothers and sisters, especially young brothers and sisters,
今天主在你的里面说话，
Today God is speaking in you.
要你知道那个活水井是要永远跟随你。
He wants you to know that the living water, this living well, will always be with you.
只要你不用不让任何的石头把它堵塞起来，
If you don't let any rocks plug it up,
这个水井一直要涌出泉源来， 叫你里面满足， 叫你喜乐， 叫你恢复精神， 叫你有力量。
This living water will always spring up, always give you joy, always give you strength.
我们这些已经在社会上面打滚工作十几二十年的人， 非常知道这个活水井的价值。
Those of us who've been working for 10, 20 years know the value of this living water.
如果没有活水井在我们里面， 我们岂不早就渴死了。
If it wasn't in us, you know, long ago we would have been parched to death.
我们若不是活水井在里面，
if we weren't within this living wall,
我们能应付这许多人际关系吗？
Personal relations.
Could we maintain our personal relations?
若是没有活水井在里面， 我们能处理我们, financial的问题吗？
Could we solve our financial worries?
若是没有活水井在里面， 叫我们精神复原， 我们能解决夫妻的问题吗？
Could we solve our marital problems?
若是没有活水在我们里面， 我们能解决孩子的问题吗？
Could we solve our problems with our children?
没有一件事情我们不需要圣灵的工作。
There isn't a one problem that can't that
圣灵在里面给我们力量。
That can't be solved with the living water.
好像活水一样， 叫我们得的复苏。
Revive.
To revive us.
叫我们再得的鼓舞。
To help us
encourage.
To encourage us.
叫我们精神复原。
To give us energy again.
怎么样得的这口活水井呢？
How do we get this living well?
就是要认识耶稣是谁。
We have to know who Jesus is.
耶稣说， 你若知道神的恩赐， 和对你说话的是谁， 你必早求他， 他也给了你活水。
If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
你看这个撒玛利亚妇人就开始要水。
And you see the Samaritan woman began to want that water.
她一要水的时候， 耶稣就给了她。
And when she wanted that water, Jesus gave it to her.
耶稣怎么样给她呢？
How did he give it to her?
耶稣用非常的慈爱，
with extraordinary love.
他慢慢引导她， 诱导她， 叫她认识， 承认耶稣是弥赛亚。
He slowly led her to the conclusion that Jesus was the Messiah.
他不是强迫她说， 你必须信我是弥赛亚， 你才能得救。
He didn't force her and say, Only when you believe that I'm Messiah can you be saved.
而是他这样慈爱温柔地对这个妇人说话。
But with patience and love, he just kept on speaking to her.
我想这个妇人恐怕从来没有人对她这样温柔地说过话。
Perhaps no one had ever spoken to this woman in such a gentle way.
因为她是一个被社会弃绝的人。
Because she was a social outcast.
她有五个丈夫， 现在跟她同住的还不是她的丈夫。
She had had five husbands. The one she was living now with now wasn't even her husband.
她住在一起的， 她现在生活是在罪中。
Her life was in sin.
你知道主耶稣并没有这样定她的罪。
You know, Jesus didn't condemn her sin.
因为恐怕在这个妇人中间， 仅有一点点羞耻的感觉， 再不能接受主的定罪。
Because with all that shame in her, maybe she couldn't just take that, you know, she couldn't take the condemnation.
弟兄姊妹们， 我们要非常了解圣经的真理。
We have to understand the Bible. Sin is sin.
绝对没有第二种名字。
There isn't any other name for it.
昨天我看报上非常不高兴的一件事情。
Yesterday something very unfortunate in the paper.
洛杉矶时报宗教版。
LA Times religious page.
In the LA Times religious page.
讲到长老会开会，他们的总会里面有一些决定。
A group of elders had come to certain conclusions.
In Presbyterian church.
In the Presbyterian church.
他们要重新检讨他们对男女婚姻性生活的看法。
Sexual behavior.
You have to look, take a second look at sexual behavior.
因为长老会本来是遵守圣经的教训，只能接受在婚姻之内的性关系。
Because before the Presbyterian Church only recognized sex within a marriage.
但是现在因为社会上的风气，未婚男女对于性的开放，使他们失去很多会友。
Because of the openness of the attitude of sexual attitude, you know, single with relations, they lose a lot of membership.
弟兄姊妹，我就要问一件事情：是会友重要呢？是人数重要呢？还是神的真理重要
？So what's more important, your church attendance or the word of God?
我想这是非常可悲的一件事情。
This is a terrible thing.
他们不仅接受男女婚外的关系。
Not only do they accept these things, they said something.
他说只要两个男女是成熟的，就可以任意处理他们的身体。
If a man and a woman are mature, then they can do whatever they want with their body.
他们对于性的问题不是圣经的道德标准。
They didn't look at the sexual questions with the Bible's views.
而是建立在自以为成熟不成熟上面。
But they wanted to rest the argument on whether two people were mature or not.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是在这边攻击长老会。
We're not attacking the Presbyterians.
而是我们悲痛。
But we're lamenting.
因为那也是教会身体的一部分。
Because that's another part of the body of Christ.
但是却不得不为着人数的关系妥协，在他的真理上妥协。
Compromise. They
compromise. But they compromise the word of God here.
Because of the membership.
Because of membership.
下一步就是他们要接受同性恋。
Next step, they'll have to accept homosexuals.
弟兄姊妹，这些事情叫我心里非常的难过。
This makes me feel terrible.
但是我还要说。主耶稣对于这个妇人的处置是非常慈爱的。
But I have to say this, the way the Lord Jesus treated this woman was very lovingly.
神并没有，主耶稣并没有定她的罪。
He didn't condemn her sin.
但是却指出她的实况。
But he pointed out her needs.
要她知道，她所以这样做和这个不是她自己丈夫的人同居，甚至五次离婚。
The reason she did
all this. He wanted to point out the reasons that she did all these things.
是因为她心里面的不满足。
Was because her heart wasn't satisfied.
所以不能和任何丈夫同住。
So she couldn't stay with any of her husbands.
心里面永远不满足。
She was never satisfied.
永远以为他山还比这山高。
Always thought the grass was greener on the other side of the fence.
Good. 弟兄姊妹们，这就是主耶稣的慈爱。
So this is the love of God.
他能够把这个撒玛利亚夫人挽回过来。
He could win this woman back to God.
撒玛利亚夫人因为她心里面的话被主耶稣说出来。
Because the feelings in her heart were spoken out by him.
她越来越觉得这是一个不寻常的人。
More and more she knew that this wasn't just any old person.
她说：“难道和我说话的就是弥赛亚吗？”
She said, "Am I speaking to the Messiah?"
主耶稣说：“那和你说话的就是他。”
Jesus says unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he."
弟兄姊妹，你看这是主给她活水的办法。
See, this is how Jesus gave her the living water.
若是有人要活水
，If someone wants the living water,
主耶稣就用他的慈爱和他的巧妙，把人领到他自己的面前。
Jesus uses his love to lead this person before him.
要我们放心的知道，耶稣知道所有的事情。
And he lets us know that he knows all.
他知道你心里的难处。
He knows the pain in our and difficulties in our heart.
他知道你的痛苦。
He knows our pain.
他知道你的需要。
He knows our needs.
他知道你的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道你活在罪里面不能解决。
He knows that you can't solve it by yourself when you're in sin.
他知道你人生的虚空。
He knows your the emptiness.
他知道你生活的压力。
And he knows the pressures.
他知道你工作的重担。
And the burdens.
他知道你和人中间一切说不出来的那些伤害。
And he knows those hurts that you just can't express.
他知道你的一切事情。
He knows everything.
因为他是弥赛亚，他是
救世主。Because he's the Messiah, he's our Savior.
他完全知道你。
He knows it all.
只要你承认他是你的救主。
As long as you can confess that he is your Savior.
他要把活水放在你的里面。
He'll put that living water in you.
这个活水不仅解决你的痛苦。
Not only will it solve your problems.
要你得的力量。
It'll give you strength.
而且从你里面涌出来，成为活泉，供应别人。
And it'll come out of you and spread to other people.
你看这个撒玛利亚妇人。
Look at the Samaritan woman.
她就丢了水罐到满城里去，把耶稣所做的事告诉他们。
She dropped her pitcher and ran into the town.
她说：“你们来看呀，他把我素来所行的都给我说出来了。”
Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Isn't this not the Christ?
你们来看呐，这个人就是弥赛亚。
Look, this is the Messiah.
所以更多的人就出来跟随，就出来寻找耶稣。
So more people came out and
followed Jesus. 他们和耶稣谈话的结果，他们也得了一个确定的把握。现在我们信耶，信弥赛亚，是因为我们听见他的话。
And they said that they believed because they heard the Samaritan woman's words.
知道这真是救世主。
That they knew this was the Messiah.
不仅是因着妇人的见证。
Not only because of the Samaritan woman's testimony.
也是因着自己亲手的接触。
But because of their own clear,
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣要把活水井放在我们每一个人的里面。
Jesus wants to put his living water in all of us.
要叫我们每一个人亲自的知道耶稣是谁。
Wants us all to know clearly who Jesus is.
他是救主。
He is the Savior.
为我们舍命死在十字架上面。
He died for us.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
因为他亲自成为人的样式。
Because he took upon himself the sins of us.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣要把这个活水井放在你我的里面。
Jesus wants to put this well of living water in all of us.
不是雅各井。
Not Jacob's
well. 而是活水井。
But the living water well.
但雅各井的经历，怎么样需要用弓用刀征战中间夺回来，一样要得回来。
But in the same manner as this well, so are our gifts must be fought first promised to us and then fought for with a sword and the bow.
主把一个最大的产业给了我们。
Jesus has given us the greatest gift.
这是雅各给约瑟的井。
That's like Jacob giving Joseph the well.
耶稣把活水井给我们。
Jesus gave us the living water.
Praise
God.